we come, a mustering among the leaves of green. Here we come, a wandering so fair to be seen. Love and joy come to you, and to you yourself too. And God bless you and send you a happy new year.
Right, so I'm here at, is it Cliveden or Cliveden? Cliveden, yeah. I think I got told off earlier for pronouncing it wrong. So I'm here with Sandy, who's part of the Apple Day celebration. So Sandy, if you want to tell me a bit about the history of the Round Garden, okay, and what's happening today. So
this orchard was planted about 1850 by the Astors, who used to own this estate. It's essentially been left abandoned for about 70 years. 10 years ago, a group of volunteers basically came across it and have pushed for renovation to happen. June this year, it's really sort of kick-started. Previously, we had various ash trees that had come in and overgrown. They were taken out, but this year we sort of really cut back the nettles, the thistles, and all the rest of the vegetation that had overtaken. The plan is that we replace as many of the 600 trees that were in here as we can, but it's going to be sort of a 3 to 5 year project, which involves refencing, as I said, restocking, putting the path
permanently
back in, and generally just trying to bring it back to what it was in its heyday.
Mark Warren got one of his buried and dead. Hey-ho, buried and dead. They grew an old apple tree over his head. Hey-ho, over his head. The apples were ripe and ready to fall. Hey-ho, ready to fall. There came an old woman to gather them all. Hey-ho, gather them all.
We've got some apples out in front of us here, and they're all numbered. I understand that's because you don't know which tree's which.
Yeah, so it's very much a work in progress. We've got the problem being that the trees have obviously been under a lot of cover. Light levels have been low. They're old, so you get different sizes, different colours. And it's something we're working on, is IDing the trees. We've got a few contacts we want to follow up, and a gentleman who did a 1976 survey was down at the event today, and he was able to confirm that the trees he had mapped with the he just wrote down off a tag rather than his own opinion. So we're quite happy that within the next couple of weeks we might have a more definitive idea of what we have, but it's very much a work in progress like the rest of the garden.
So also, what's the long-term plan then, to sort of...
Just as I say, to bring it up to as levels that it was before, as much as we can anyway. The main thing is to get the trees and the hoops back in, because then it's a very one-off garden that you struggle to find elsewhere.
Exactly.
So just to recreate that, really.
Cool. Thank you very much.
No problem.
Cheers.
Thank you.